Well, you most of the time you would say going out to feed the chickens or your geese or whatever. A lot of times you say I'm going out to feed the chicken, and they would feed everything in the whole bunch, see?
Mm-hmm. A hen on a nest is called a...
Sitting hen.
And a place where chickens live would be a...
Hen house.
If you eat a chicken, the part of the chicken that you get good luck from would be the...
Wishbone.
And which part of the wishbone would give you good luck?
The largest part.
What do you call the inside part of chicken that you eat?
The gizzard.
And would there be other parts?
I'm trying to think. That's the only on the inside part I know of. It's the gizzard.
What would you call a part that sometimes you eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
The intestine.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's...
It's time to feed the stock, feed the cows, mules, whatever you're going to...
If you were plowing with a couple mules or a horse, what might you say to make them go left or right?
Well, most cases they would say G and ha, see.
Mm-hmm.
But most times when you are plowing them, you have the rein, see.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the corner, when you pull that rein, he know which way he's supposed to go, see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them use the G and ha, but in our case, all we did was when we got to the end, when we pull, see,
mm-hmm.
you with your two reins that come all the way back to the plow or back to the wagon or whatever. If you pull the left one, he know it'll take off left.
Mm-hmm. It G would be left, or and ha would ha be right,
yeah.
Or?
And like I said, I never did see it used that much where we come from, because when we trained our horse, all we did was use that rein, and
mm-hmm.
when they got to a place and you would pull that rein, then they would take off on that side.
What would you say to horses to urge them on, make them go?
Get up.
And to make them stop, you'd say.
Whoa.
How might you call hogs to feed them?
Call them who? Well, you say whoo, piggy, piggy, or something like that.
Would you ever call sheep?
We never had any.
How would you call chickens?
Chicka, chicka, chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say I want to.
Hitch up the horses.
And if you're plowing, you might say you want to.
Well, what you mean, plow?
Mm-hmm. If you want to hook up the horses to the plow.
Well, you say, well, I'm going to hitch them up to the plow.
And if you're riding a horse, what might you use to guide him with?
Well, your rein.
And you might put your feet into the...
Stirrup.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called a...
Well, now, I mean, that's where we never use many of those. One of them's a lead horse, like.
Mm-hmm. If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
Just a little farther away.
If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a... Before dark. A...
So if you just traveling, you didn't finish the journey.
Uh-huh. And you still had a, you might say that you still had a to go.
Oh, still have quite a bit to go.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say that you can find it just about
any place.
And if he slipped and fell